Should be, that's lovely. Okay, so you've started it recording. Just start by telling me your name, please.
Doris Kent.
Okay, where are we?
Birmingham.
Okay, so the thing I've asked you to talk about is we were in a meeting at BVSC and you were talking a little bit about some of your experience with people who lose their partners. So talk to me a bit about that again.
A particular friend of mine started me off on that, and she lost her husband. She was just left with her son, and she just didn't want to talk to anybody. She didn't want to be known or anything, and I would go around to her and try and get her out of the house and do things. But it went on for a good year, easy. In fact, he's been gone now, I'd say, 4 or 5 years, but she still breaks down and cries. It's awful to see her, it really is.
Did you find when you lost your husband that you also shrank in on yourself and just wanted the world to leave you be?
I didn't want anybody to come near me. I really didn't. He was a wonderful man with the children, apart from myself. But he loved the children. He made a fuss of them and everybody else's children.
So do you know what it was? Because the other thing you were talking about, it shows that you've got a natural instinct to try and reach out to people as well. You seem to have, from what you were saying, you seem to have an instinct to, when you see somebody in that position, to want to reach out and connect with them. And
I don't like to see people unhappy and not being able to do anything. When I say do anything, I love things like embroidery and that, and I like to see other people do it. And they used to, but then when something happens, losing the husband, they give it all up.
Because they lose interest.
Yes, they just stop.
So what, I mean, the thing about aging better is to try and help somebody like you, maybe help other people. Mm. Have you got any thoughts from today about what it is you might be able to do? Or
I have helped other people in the past. And they've grown up, and I've just given it all up now. I know it's an awful thing to say. It is. Because you should carry on helping people.
No, you don't. No, it's a choice, isn't it? It's a reflection of how you feel, I suppose. But, I mean, these are the things you mentioned, embroidery and stuff like that. Because one of the things is people may not want to talk, but they might sit together and do something where... Because one of the beauties of doing something like that is you don't have to talk. You can just look down. You don't even... But it's just company, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And people need company. What can I say? You see, if I was to come in and just see you sitting alone, I'd come and sit down opposite you, beside you, and get chatting. I love to do it. I love to be with people, but happy people too.
Yeah. That's quite natural. Okay, well, look, I hope you enjoy the rest of the trip. It's lovely. Yeah. It's lovely to talk to you. Right, so now, if you press that red button again to stop it...